What up, guys? You're watching Kicking It with Keish. My name is Keisha Carter, and we're about to kick it. Today's episode is episode one of season five of Kicking It with Keish, the podcast, audio visual options, because, you know, I want you guys to see me and to hear me, because if you can't listen, you can watch, but if you can't watch it, you can listen. It's still the same conversation. But yeah, back to the notes. So, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at InstaKeish also. Again, the show is available via visual on YouTube and Kicking It with Keish Facebook fan page. The available audio is on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Switcher, all of them. So yeah, go find Kicking It with Keish and let's kick it. Disclaimer that has to be said every episode, my views do not reflect those of my employer. Our views do not reflect those of our employer. Okay, so our first business promotion of the episode is Keish Collections, which is me. Don't touch the flight attendant. Get your gear at keishcollections.com. We have hoodies, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and pajama and gym wear.
Ooh.
For your hotel overnights. We got short shorts, we got long shorts.
Not the gym.
We have joggers. We got gym jammies.
I like short shorts.
We can be out if you want it to be out.
Oh,
now, don't touch the
booty. Also, our second business promotion is for therapy, and that is spelled T-H-A-R-A-P. Like therapy, like the concept of therapy in the air. It's a flight attendant help hotline or a crisis line for flight attendants. The number is 833-532-1096, or you could text I need help to that number. Again, the number is 833-532-1096. They help with, it's a helpline for flight attendants or aviators. You don't have to be a flight attendant, any aviator. Outline for work stress, relationships, substance abuse, depression, anxiety, self-harm, suicide, family problems, loneliness, scheduling, new flight attendants, adjusting, and COVID, and much more. But for sure, when scheduling, put your new schedule out. You be like, I said no red eyes. Why my eyes red on the schedule?
Why I gotta go there? I don't even speak that.
I said no red eyes. That's it.
What? Not the Disney Express.
Listen.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so our airplane rule of the day is, most people don't know, but you should limit the amount of drinks that you have on an airplane. Regardless, I don't care if you're going to Vegas, if you're going to Hawaii, if you're going to, God forbid, Florida, wherever you're going, they have alcohol there. And what people fail to realize, is there's liquor when you get there, I promise. Mm-hmm. They're not going to run out. And one drink,
in the airport.
I swear. And please don't drink too much before you get on the airplane, because you will be denied boarding. That's let's start there. That's airplane rule number one of the day. If you drink too much before you get on the airplane, you will be denied boarding if you are wilding out. Second rule of the day, one drink on the ground equals two drinks in the air. So that means if you have one mimosa on the ground, that means you just drank the equivalent of two mimosas while you were in the air on the airplane. So three mimosas on the ground equals six mimosas in the sky.
You feel real fuzzy.
What?
Okay. Real fuzzy.
So, okay. Is it just me or them little cans? Is it? Okay.
So just limit yourself.
Please.
No, you're not in control.
Yeah.
For sure, if you fly that airline. Wait, is the airline that wore purple? Do they have a can? Do y'all have cans?
It's the purple. It's the purple.
Okay, so the purple people.
Like the look.
They have those little cans, and if I'm not mistaken, one of them says 74 proof, and it's an old fashioned. And I looked at the side of that, and I said, that's crazy.
It tastes like a perfume bottle.
Listen, people are like, I'm a big man. I can have three. I want a double. First off, you're not doubling nothing.
Not what I'm working.
Double that tip.
Right.
You're going to double your life insurance policy or your bail money, because that's exactly what you're going to need walking over here.
See, I'm not going to lie. I like me a nice buzz ball.
Yeah.
From Bumblebee Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They have
good buzz balls. Wait a minute.
not a, I would move on.
That's crazy that they go, that the Bumblebee airline get buzz balls.
Yeah, like, they get buzz balls. Gotta sell them. They get buzz balls.
The second they get Hennessy, I'm on.
Listen.
Hennessy.
I don't even drink Hennessy. I'm gonna order one.
Hennessy on the rocks. I have a complex because Hennessy tastes like slave water.
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Like, when I put it in that context, people like, you know what? It does taste like slavery.
But it gets you where you need to go. I don't think it was slavery. I think it tastes like prohibition. It tastes like I should not be allowed to drink this, but I'm drinking it because my cousin Ray Ray made it underneath his floorboards.
And you know
and
what?
And it's good.
And I literally only drink Hennessy with my cousin Ray Ray. That's the crazy
thing. Yeah, on that note, we're going to go
floor
to a commercial. we're going to take a commercial break. You're watching Kicking the Rakish. We'll be right back. Prohibition?
Sorry.
What up, gang? We are back on Kicking the Rakish from our little short commercial break. I really hope you enjoyed it. We're going to dive into today's topic, which is called the F.A. They Got Roofie. For those of y'all who don't know, F.A. is flight attendant, so we have to share terminology here because I don't just have aviator listeners. So the F.A. They Got Roofie, or the flight attendant They Got Roofie, got to be more careful. Granted, I know this flight attendant personally, and so it's been asked that I don't say her name, but I share her story. She was going overnight in one of the most amazing cities in the state of Texas, the capital of Texas, Austin. Now, Austin is turning into like a little LA. Not sure if y'all been there, but it's hippie central. The quote or the phrase for Austin is literally keep Austin weird. And she had a long overnight on a Sunday. Got in extremely early for her overnight, like around like 10 a.m. And then went to brunch because Sunday fun day is a thing, right?
So they, especially in Texas.
Listen, currently it's Sunday fun day, and it wasn't even late in the evening. And I'll fly to Tina Snow, it was like, she said it was like 18, 19 hour overnight. When you got that much time, you got time. You got time. To enjoy yourself, have fun. The mistake that she made was being too relaxed in public. And when I say being too relaxed, she was roofied. Obviously, she didn't know she was roofied. She was roofied. She was safe. She made it back to her hotel. She made it back to her hotel. She ended up having to go to the hospital from the hotel. But she was fine. She is okay now, so I don't want y'all to think there was something wrong with her. She's absolutely perfect now. She's fine. But she made the mistake of not being careful enough. Like, she got too relaxed in public. One thing that you should not do as a flight attendant when you go out on these overnights, especially if you're not hanging out with others that are the whole crew, whether the whole crew go or not, I guess, don't tell people what you do for a living. Because at that point, you are a target.
That's
really?
That's accurate, yeah. Because they know you're not from there. They know you have no family there, most likely. You're essentially a stranger walking to their city where they're comfortable, and you are the oddball.
I've had the junior flight attendants make a mistake, like we're on the elevator going up.
And they're telling
me. And they're like, oh, yeah, what's your room number? I'm in such and such. And I'm just like, don't do that, because we don't know this person who's standing here.
He looked like a serial killer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, and another thing to do while you're out on overnight, this flight attendants, please watch your drinks. As you have enough drinks, you kind of get relaxed again, and you don't pay close attention to your glass. You talking to him, I'm writing your drink. You didn't see it. You got too relaxed, picked it up, boom. It can happen just as easy as that.
So as a quick story, at a previous airline that I worked at, there was a girl, beautiful young lady, very intelligent, very smart. She went down to the hotel bar, and she had one drink. Was sitting there, and these two men approached her on both sides and were chit-chatting with her. She didn't disclose what she did for a living, but they just kept, you know, talking, why are you here, you know, da da da. And at some point, when she looked to talk to one of them, the other one slipped something into her drink. So, after one drink, she is completely enamored. She can't walk, she can't talk. And they told the bartender that they knew her personally and that they would take her to her room. And you know how nowadays, this is something I always say, put your room number down in your phone and scratch it out on your key card if they write on your key card.
Yeah.
because they knew her room number because of her key card.
Yeah.
So they took her to her room. She woke up and they were still in there, and she was bruised, cut up, everything was, you know, sexually assaulted. And well, they finally, like, she basically ran out of the room, well, hardly ran out of the room, and someone in the hallway called the police, and she ended up staying in that city for 4 days with a legal investigation that didn't end for about 2 years. And they had all the evidence. It was proven that they did, you know, sexually assault her and everything. But it was one drink, and they were able to convince the bartender that they knew her personally because of how personable she was. And she just, it just happened.
Listen.
So you have to be super careful.
You gotta be super careful. And when I say that people prey on flight attendants in other cities, people prey, not even just for your buddy passes. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're vulnerable, like he said. You're not from this city. You're not gonna know your way around. Mm-hmm. If we take you somewhere, you're not gonna know how to get back. Things of that nature.
And we're fetishized.
Yes.
A lot.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
The media sexualizes us so much.
The sexual ideology of a flight attendant is ridiculous. Granted, we are sexy.
We do be finding our women.
Right.
But
to be so sexualized and not be safe is a whole different ballgame. Don't get too comfortable. Get a cup condom.
They make them.
Right, okay, so cup condoms are, they come in scrunchies now. Some of them look like scrunchies or whatever the case may be. And you put it over your cup. And
it'll fit your straw right through.
Yes, it'll fit your straw right through. And then if you see a white powdery substance or something that you got into your straw, then
you probably shouldn't drink it. It ain't BC powder.
Right, it's not BC powder.
It ain't BC powder.
They not worried about your
hangover. Not even that. They make so many, like, different type of date rape drugs. It's ridiculous. So she was to the girl, the young lady I was telling you about with the awesome story. She told me the doctor told her that they couldn't trace what was going on, but they knew it was something because of how she was responding. And it wasn't just alcohol. It wasn't like, oh, she had too many drinks. No, it wasn't just alcohol. He also said that eye drops are now another, like, over-the-counter way that respond the same way as a date rape drug does. Mm-hmm. So, what, two or three?
Yeah.
I don't know the correct amount because I don't date rape people.
That's fair.
I don't dabble in that, but a couple drops of eye drops
take you out.
Yeah. We'll take you out just like a day rape drug will. So please, guys, be careful.
Thanks. Another thing is, be mindful of when you are in your hotel and who's, if you see people like lurking in the hallway and things, keep an eye on your room. Big tip is never, most of our airlines have contracts where we don't stay on the first floor for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the second floor. If that's in your contract, hold the hotel to that. Recently, a girl that I worked with yesterday was on the layover, was on the second floor, and someone had been stalking her room number, and she didn't really pay much attention to it. And he waited till nighttime, went outside, scaled the side of the hotel, because it's just the second floor, and broke into her window, because the window didn't have a lock.
I'm sorry.
People weird.
Absolutely.
Did not have the lock didn't work. She didn't check the lock when she came in, and check all your locks, please. But she didn't check the lock, and she was literally just in the middle of, like, watching an episode of something on her laptop in her bed, and this random man's walking through her, not falling through her window, truthfully, and she had to blitz it out of the room. But
yeah,
if you can be up higher, and in most places have a certain section for us.
Yeah.
If you can make sure that you are within that same contractual section, there's a reason for that. Make sure you hold them to it.
Yeah.
Our airlines are paying them millions of dollars a year for us to be unsafe.
Yes.
Yeah. I was on a layover in Mexico, in like rural Mexico, so not like touristy destination.
Yeah.
And it was just me and two pilots, and we get there, we get our rooms, and we're scattered all over the hotel, and we're all on the first floor. And so my captain is like, per our contract, we're not supposed to be on the first floor.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we don't have any other rooms available. And he's just like, well, we're not, he said, well, okay, well, we're not staying here. And so he like found another hotel, and he was about to, you know, get it for us and then, you know, just get reimbursed. But then all of a sudden they were like, okay, we have two rooms, but one has to stay on the first floor. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And like something about it just wasn't.
You didn't hear me say it the first time?
Right. But all of a sudden you have these two rooms available. When before you were just so adamant about not having anything. So I was like really nervous. And this is like my first airline, so I was the only flight attendant. And it was just the pilots and we had to separate. And so they were like, well, one of us has to stay on the first floor. And I was like, well, y'all know it's not gonna be me, right?
Right.
For real. Not
I was the room next to somebody.
One, the girl can see fingers. So
right.
The girl can see fingers. And I'm like, if you're trying to force me to be up down here, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm nervous to go to TGI Fridays the next day because they're going to scare me.
Listen, and when you're in these situations, if you're ever in flight attendant or not, if you're ever in any situation, it's a rule that flight attendants go by spider flight. If somebody come in your room in the middle of the night or whatever the case may be and they're not supposed to be in there, if you don't have enough time to maneuver your way out of that room, fight for your life.
I
don't
care. Cash those.
Period. We certainly
y'all heard about that coffee pot.
Right. Whether you ain't got a coffee pot, whether it's that hotel.
That hotel
layout, that hotel phone. The remote. If you got to bink somebody with a remote, please fight or flight because you got to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's another time in Tampa. I was in the shower after the pool, and I had a couple of drinks, so I was a little tipsy. And I hear like these voices, and I, you know, you can hear people walk through the hallway, and the voices become more clear, and I hear the door close. And so I don't know what voice I put on. I'm like, who is there? Ooh, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And so I'm like, now I'm nervous. I'm like, somebody has access to my room.
Yeah.
And I was just very vulnerable because I was in the shower and had been drinking.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm safe in my room and someone entered. And I went downstairs like, I just want to let y'all know. I don't know who y'all need to call, but
Somebody got
my room. They're so apologetic and then they switched my room. So I'm like, I don't trust them.
Oh man.
Yeah. See,
I would have called person.
I'm a huge believer in putting down the deadbolt and then the door latch is always at the hotel.
So yes.
Because I was working a trip once, and I think I was going to Illinois, somewhere in Illinois. It wasn't Chicago. This is my first airline, so I was not in Chicago at the time. I was west nowhere.
Yeah.
Girl, that's where it was. That's where it was. It was Peoria. I was in Peoria. And I get my room key. I go to my room. I open the door, and there are two men, full-blown having it, of course.
Oh.
And I had to go back downstairs and let them know, hey, I was like, I am so sorry. I go downstairs and they're like, oh my gosh, they didn't mark their room off. It was another flight tonight. They didn't mark their room off. But I'm not saying, y'all, that's one risky spot tonight, that ain't me. But long story short, if that deadbolt and that door latch had been on there.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got in there.
I wouldn't have walked in on a shebang bang. Yeah. You know?
Not even deadbolts and door locks. They sell on Amazon and on my website soon. Hotel locks for the inside of the room. Mm-hmm. I keep mine regardless because I don't trust. They even have the door alarms. Like
it makes
a loud noise when you open the hotel room from the inside. So they're not expecting that. Granted, also, please watch out for hotel stalkers. I don't know if y'all in y'all's training, but I've seen it in two separate airline trainings that I've been in. They always show this old school flight attendant hotel story where the flight attendant walked to her room and then the phone rang and there was somebody apparently the man was at the end of the hall. Didn't even work at the hotel, maintenance. Yeah, mm-hmm. Claiming to be maintenance and he's at the end of the hall and he's like, we need to come check the battery in your flight, in your,
alarm.
Oh yeah, your smoke alarm. We'll be by there here soon. This is what we're gonna do. And she's like, okay, fine. Thing is, hotel maintenance. Yeah. Knock on the door. Pistol whips. First off,
right away.
You gotta be ready for a pistol whip. I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta be ready.
They can stay ready.
You know how to get ready.
You stay ready. You gotta get ready. You stay ready for a pistol. Listen. Matter of fact, rule of thumb now.
Look through the peephole.
And then stay ready for a pistol whip.
Stay ready
for a pistol whip. You never know what they're going to come in through. Yeah, she got pistol whip and raped.
Mm-mm. So after I knew there was a senior mama that I know that had a assault happen to her back in her youth when she was flying. She's still flying.
Back in her youth.
Yes.
Well, 37 years ago.
Yeah, she's been here a long time. And she told me now what she does is because it was somebody who was in the hotel staff. Well, and it was at a different country. Uh-huh. So what she does now is anytime she answers the door, even if it's another crew member, she pretends she's on the phone with scheduling. Or on the phone with like a family member or somebody important. And, oh, hold on 1 second. Yeah, what can I help you with? You know, blah, blah, blah. That way, they automatically know that that person is busy and yeah. there's someone to like witness or see what's going on. And now that we have FaceTime and things like she usually pretends like she's video chatting someone. Which is makes it a lot easier because they can't see your phone if you're at the door and you're facing them. And you're like, hold on, cuz, what's going on? Can I help you?
Call Rashad, screen record. I'm about to call your face.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, even if you're pretending to FaceTime or pretending to be a phone call, like, just keep yourself in a place where you stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Agreed.
Because I think a lot of times, too, like, it kind of becomes routine for us because you go, you check in, you go to your room, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of people, like, you forget to be aware.
Uh-huh.
Because you're tired sometimes, yep. You know, especially after a red eye.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just want to go to bed, but you have to be aware. Like, check. Check for monsters behind that shower curtain.
Check behind shower curtain. When I see the hotels that have the curtains that be on the wall, I be punching them to make sure nobody in there. Just in case you got to catch somebody in a bar. Gotta be ready for a pistol whip. You punch somebody through, they not expect you punch them through the curtain. You busted. I got time to run while you trying to get your throat together. Yeah, I be punching. Check shower curtains. Please check under your bed.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't got the under the bed hotel,
yeah,
check under your bed. And my greatest fear. Oh, and check them. Never sit on a hotel couch. But check your hotel couch cushions, because the pull-out beds, that pull-out bed cannot be there. Somebody could be in there. And my worst fear is somebody coming through the cushions.
American Horror Story, guys.
Yes.
See, one thing, like, when you were mentioning earlier, like, don't tell people where you work or what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Girl, make something. I'm a lawyer.
Listen.
I'm a paralegal.
I'm a compliance specialist. Because I ain't lying.
I tell people every time, look, what do you do for work? Oh, public transportation.
Yeah, and like one reason why you don't tell them is because people know that, generally speaking, we are the most trusting people. And the reason why I say that is we get on a metal tube for hours with sometimes 100-something people to 300-something people. And you have to trust these people slightly. And hope that things don't go crazy. But like throughout the flight, we don't expect things to go bad.
Yeah, but you already ready. Stay ready and gotta get ready.
Yeah, stay ready and gotta get ready. But like,
you know, pistol whip.
Right? So they know we're friendly. They know that that's what we do.
Yeah.
I don't make someone Regina King in that movie and just.
All right, y'all. This concludes the episode. Got to be more careful. / the flight attendant. They got Roofy. It's been a great time kicking it with you guys. Please stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to all of our platforms, Mr. Rashad, Mr. Joe, Mr. TJ. And please forgive me for not introducing y'all at the beginning of the episode. We're getting back into the group of things. Like I told y'all, this is episode 1, season 5 of Kicking It with Keish. My name is Keisha Carter, and we've kicked it. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.